last time you had an old football team, what the situation was?
Yeah, I do. 99-0-4. We had a pretty good year the year before. And I don't think I ever felt as bad as I did at that time. You know, I don't think it gets much worse than that. And you know, that's where I know what situation, you know, the Raiders are in right now. And I kind of shared that with the team because everybody's got a sense of urgency. Everybody's embarrassed. Very similar to what happened to us in 99. What I did is I went back and looked at the teams since 99 over the last 7 years that started off the season 0-4. And there's 25 football teams through 99, through the current year, that started out the season 0-4. And 15 of those teams, after the fourth game, were 1-4. So you take a look at 60% of those teams that were 0-4 going into the fifth game won those games. And the reason why that happens is there's a lot of pride in the National Football League. Everybody takes pride in what they do. Everybody's very talented. And all of a sudden you hear through the week on how bad a team is and how you're going to dominate that team and how it shouldn't be a game. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. That's National Football League. And you take a look at the Raiders right now, you take a look at their offense, and they're averaging 5.1 yards per rushing play, which is number one in the AFC, second in the NFL. And the first thing you look at a team that's tough is, can they run the football? Then on the defensive side, they're ranked in the top 10. And the first thing you look at is rushing defense. And they're giving up 3.9 yards per rush, exactly the same what we're giving up. And we think of ourselves as a pretty good team stopping the run. And they're number two in the NFL against the pass. And they're in the top 10 defensively. In fact, they're ranked number 10. And it comes down to the things we talk all the time. You know, why are you 0-4? And it comes to turnovers. You know, they're 31st in the National Football League in turnovers. And when you have 6 turnovers in one game and 5 in the other, you can't win those games. I shared that with our team, and that's why you can't fall in that trap of a 0-4 football team. You got to look at what type of team you're going against, the pride that's at stake, very similar to what happened to us in 99, and then you got a chance to take care of business, and hopefully that's what we'll do.
By happenstance, do you remember where you won that game?
Yeah, I do, and I remember Bubby going down in practice on Friday, second to last play. Yeah, I got a good recollection exactly what did happen at that time.
Mike, is that one of the challenges of being a head coach, when you're finding ways to convince your team to not listen to everything that's going on? Because everyone is going to write and everyone is going to say this should be a walkover game.
Well, that's why you use something like that. You know, you go back and you say, well, what happened when we were 0-4? What happened? Why did it happen? Why do 60% of the teams, at least since 99, win the fifth game? Why do they win it? Because a lot of people buy into human nature that, you know, there isn't that sense of urgency. You don't have to do the same things you've been doing. And all of a sudden, I don't care what business you're in. You know, if you don't do things right on a day-to-day basis, you can fall into traps. I think it's all of a sudden you look at your ratings. If you're at the top every day and everybody starts telling you how good you are, eventually you start believing it, and sometimes you don't do the same. You do the same little things that you've done in the past, and it doesn't take long where you're slipping. But you know, that's what my job is—to remind people what reality is, not what the perception is.
Mike, because of your relationship, or I should say, lack of relationship with Al Davis, the way things ended in Oakland, you kind of maybe get a little chuckle out of watching this once proud franchise really, really struggle a lot. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be honest with you, in this game, regardless of the circumstances that have existed in the past, there's always a respect level that you have for people because you know how tough this business is. And even though something, you know, didn't turn out for me very good when I was in, you know, with the Raiders, you know, there's a lot of positive things I take away with it. So not to say that I take away anything relative to winning, you know, because it's the AFC, and anytime you get fired, it's always special to, you know, win against those people. But like I said, there is a respect level there.
That sounds dangerously close to sympathy.
Oh, my God. Next question.
Like, is the rivalry, you think, what it comes from? I mean, you've been through it for several years.
I think rivalries, regardless if they're at high school, if they're at college, if they're at pro, It has to do with teams winning. That's just the nature. You know, teams that are winning, the rivalry is stronger. If you're getting beat by a team, the rivalry is stronger. That's just the essence, I think, of competition and football in general. But the one thing that never goes away is competition within the AFC West. You know you have to win your division games, and you know each game you play is so important, regardless of somebody's record, what they've done in the past, because number one, your first goal is making the playoffs. You know if you can win the division, you're guaranteed a home playoff game and possibly a bye in a home playoff game. So I think that speaks for itself.
Why?
I thought Paul has done a very good job. I think Todd is very talented, and I think he'll play for a number of years in the National Football League. You know, Todd is on his last go-around, his last strike, and with the job Paul did, and looking to the future, I thought Paul was the best for our organization.
Did it come down to the Ravens game for you to make your decision, or did it come well before that?
Well, I think it's an ongoing process. I thought he did extremely well in preseason, Paul. I thought he struggled a little bit in a couple of the games. I thought he had a big game on Monday night. I can't say that was the difference, but I was impressed with the way that he stepped up on, you know, Monday night, in a Monday night game in some really tough, you know, conditions with the rain and the wind, and pretty impressed. No. I wish Todd well. I think Todd will do extremely well. You know, you make a decision what you think is best for your organization, not only short-term but long-term. And I thought we had a win-win situation there. We had two excellent kickers. I think whichever way we went, I thought the other guy would be picked up. But I thought it was the best for us to go in this direction.
Mike, your defense has allowed one touchdown in four games. It's stupid to ask if you expected that. Mm-hmm. What were your expectations of this defense coming in, and have they exceeded?
You know, we've talked about, you know, this quite a few times, and you know, I'll say it again. Number one, to answer your question directly, no, you're never really sure what's going to happen until somebody actually does it. You know, but, you know, scoring defense, we've talked about scoring offense, turnovers, I mean, it goes hand in hand with championship teams. And if you don't have a great defense and a great scoring defense, the chances are, even if you get to the playoffs, you're not going to do anything special. So, you know, that's where it starts. And I've been pleased with the effort. You know, we've got a long way to go. We're through the quarter of the regular season, as I shared with our team today, and that's just four games. So we got three quarters of the regular season ahead of us, and you know, I think our guys are smart enough to take it, you know, game by game and understand you're as good as your last game.
When your defense is this dominant, does it change your thinking offensively? Does it inherently make you as a coach a little more conservative?
No, it really doesn't, to be honest with you. It really doesn't. I think that was evident in some of the things we did in the fourth quarter against Baltimore, that we're going to go and play our game. Now, you know, we missed a few opportunities, and we'll just keep on working to try to take advantage of those opportunities. But, you know, when you got a philosophy and you feel like you got the players, you're going to stick with that philosophy. Anything else? I thought he did a good job. I thought our offensive line, in fact, they were all the MVP with the way they blocked and the way they pass protected. People were constantly free against Baltimore, and the way our offensive line stepped up was a credit to the whole unit. I don't think I've had an offensive line step up like that in those conditions against that type of defense and have some of the holes that we had and some of the time that we had. And so it was really a credit to the coordination of that group and the effort that they had. And I don't want to take anything away from Tatum because he played extremely well. Anything else?
Mike, that quarterback sweep that you ran, mm-hmm. did it run exactly the way you liked? And how many quarterbacks can pull that off?
Well, a lot of quarterbacks can pull that one off because people are expecting, you know, the pass. But Rod Smith had to make an excellent block on, you know, on one of their better players, Scott. And Scheffler did an excellent job blocking your defensive end. We got a really tough defense. Normally that play is a little bit easier to execute because we were expecting not necessarily a blitz from the weak side. They've been blitzing strong side most of the game. So I was pleased with the effort. You know, Jake can make plays. You know, Jake makes plays off balance. And, you know, he's one of the few guys, though, that you'd call it because you know he's got the athletic ability to make the play.
Mike,